Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. It is very good to be with you. Very serious first hour here. Very serious time in a lot of ways. At thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Don't forget the Power Hour, the Power Mall are our two websites. Tronlyn Wyeth, she'll be here the second hour. And she's got a new book, of course, you know the name, know the person, kind of her, how she launched into the public with her techniques, whatever. You give her your name and she can tell you something about yourself and help you discover maybe, something you didn't know or how to handle something, some personality thing that you have. Anyway, it's extremely interesting. We'll have her on, talk about how she came up with this, what have you. The number is 844-769-2944. You can call in, give a, you can give your name. You don't have to give your last name. You can give your name and then she can tell you a little bit, use her system. And so, we already have emails. You can also email support at powerhournation.com. Just put in the subject, name for Sharon. Spelled like Sharon, but it's pronounced Sharon. And then put that, there. And, yeah. So we'd love to hear from you and, you can call in or do your name, through email. So, good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. It's great to be here. As always, another great day in America.
Okay, if you pulled somebody off the street and you know, the average person, and you said, okay, the United Nations is hiring soldiers for disarmament, English-speaking soldiers for disarmament on the East Coast, that Iran has sleeper cells all throughout the United States, and we just bombed Iran, or at least part of Iran, and killed one of their top generals, or top officials, top government officials. I told you that Hong Kong is on fire, literally and figuratively. Not most, but a good part of South America, same thing. Canada wants to secede from itself. There is a possible civil war possibly about to break out in Virginia. The president has been impeached on the most flimsy, nonsensical thing in the history of ever. And China is sitting there. I mean, Africa is on
this fire.
I mean, if I told somebody dropped down, you know, you ask some random person, they dropped down from nowhere. They didn't, and you just asked them, you told them all this. I mean, what would they think?
You're crazy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. This is, I've spent the last day or so trying to make sense of the situation in Iran, trying to put all these pieces together.
They didn't fit.
The corporate media is telling you, they certainly don't.
I was doing the same thing in my house. What the heck is going on here?
Okay, supposedly, let's give a background. And again, we're going to try to put this together the best we can. We've talked to Daniel Esselin, we've talked to a couple other people. Uncle Kevin and I have kind of racked our brains a little bit.
Came to the same conclusion, and that's rare.
Yeah, this is nonsense. Yeah. Anyway, so let's get some background. Supposedly in Baghdad, the U.S. United States Embassy was overrun by supposedly. We're being told by Iranians invading the embassy. How Iranians got that close to Baghdad to invade. I mean, starting right there doesn't make sense.
They used the sugar plum fairy dust to get there.
To fly there,
yeah,
I guess.
To fly there, undetected.
I guess. So supposedly this Soleimani, I call him Salami, Assam Salami, because I'm bad at pronouncing names. Believe me, it'll be better if we just go with that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, exactly.
Assam Soleimani.
Okay.
Supposedly he masterminded this. I mean, this is what we're being told. He masterminded this, and he wanted to invade the United States Embassy for what? For what reason?
That's what I came up. That's why I left the story home. I didn't even bring it.
It doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. I didn't think he was going to use it.
So he didn't even, and supposedly, they were just in the outer court. They didn't make it into the actual embassy. You know, because we're sitting there.
They got machine guns inside the embassy, pointing out into the courtyard. Who's gonna be alive? It doesn't make no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, we were talking with your brother-in-law, my other uncle.
Yeah.
You know, Uncle Steve.
Yeah, I got it.
you know, Uncle Steve, well, they apparently just got into the court. I'm like, Uncle Steve, what? They just allowed these group of quote unquote protesters. They allowed protesters to get, so protesters can just somehow walk through the gate of,
jump over the fence
or jump through the
electric.
I mean, don't they have razor wire at the top of these things? Aren't these things like 12 foot high and have razor wire in Iraq? I mean, wouldn't that make sense?
Yeah. It didn't make a lick of sense to me. So that's,
so then some group, and they said dozens. So 30. So I'm getting the impression that 30 to 50 people breached the security of the embassy in Iraq, in Baghdad.
Stepped into the killing fields, the wide open killing fields in the yard. And then what happened?
And then they did what? They filled out the brochure? What did they do?
We're only here to ask for a job.
Yeah, well, I mean, what? They jumped around in circles and burned the American flag? Or what did they do? Supposedly, a fire was started in the embassy. That story
is nonsensical.
I mean, am I the only one, ladies and gentlemen?
No. We both came to the same conclusion.
Is that stupid? That our embassy, which is supposed to be our sovereign soil.
Sovereign soil.
That 30 to 50 protesters. These aren't army people. Protesters. And now somehow we're told they're protesters, but yet somehow the military general, Assam Soleimani, directed them. Or they're leading them. Or they're soldiers under him. In Iraq, but he's in Iran.
I know.
What?
That's what I said.
Okay. It made no sense. This is stupid.
It made zero sense.
So as a result, Trump says that Iran did this, and this is ridiculous, and we're going to have to punish them and make an example. So who do we kill out of all the people we bomb? I guess some installations in Iran.
We don't even know if we bombed them.
We don't even know if we killed them. They tell us we killed them. I mean, what's our foolproof thing when the corporate media tells the government tells us something? What's our foolproof standard position?
Don't believe them.
I don't believe them until proven different.
That's right. Until we see the body in person.
So,
and I can point and poke them with my finger to make sure they're not dummies.
I don't have enough evidence to believe their story right now.
No.
So my default position is they're at some degree they're misleading me. That's my default position.
I would say 98% misleading.
Well, I don't. Yeah, this story. I am at this point. I am 100% sure that there is falsity in that story.
Yeah.
That is my default position, and history tells me that. And like Patrick Henry, I have only one lamp to light my feet that they are guided.
Yeah.
The judge of the future, but by the past.
It was so convoluted, I told you. I didn't even bring the story up.
All right. Let's try to... Let me just start reading
all right.
The news, and
do
let's
it.
Go from there.
Let's do it.
Breaking. Trump kills top Iranian general. War with Iran seemingly imminent. From the National File. Assam Soleimani, the Iranian Quds Force commander. Do you know who this guy is? Do you know a little bit about him?
I think he's a killer of ISIS, isn't he?
I talked to Daniel Estlin about it. You know, he said... Oh, so all of a sudden we just killed the man who stopped ISIS.
Yeah, is on our side. The
man
enemy,
who fought with us.
The enemy of our friend. Is
no, he fought with us.
Yeah, I know.
He fought with us to destroy the man who basically destroyed ISIS strongholds in the Middle East.
Did we kill him?
And so we killed him. I can't even get through this news story. It doesn't even make sense. Was killed in an airstrike on Baghdad. After much speculation, the Pentagon confirmed Donald Trump ordered the attack. At the direction of the president, the U.S. military has taken decisive action. Blah, blah, blah. General Soleimani was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in Iraq and throughout the region. Wait a minute. I thought he led this troop of radical protesters on an invasion of American sovereign soil. So now it wasn't just that.
And on that list that right there, I heard he had a Santa Claus that he wanted to take out too. So Trump had he can take out all those other people.
Can't take out Santa Claus. General Soleimani and his Quds Force were responsible for the deaths of hundreds of American coalition service members and the wounding of thousands more. What evidence is there of that?
Zero.
He fought with America against that. Now, even corporate media did say something along that lines. I heard it like for 5 seconds, and then it's like,
Yeah. I mean, it makes zero sense. The only sense it makes is if they want to go have World War III.
The strike was aimed at deterring future Iranian attack plans. What do you mean deterring? You said this is the guy that's planning future Iraq plans. No, not deterring, stopping them. We're going to kill the man who supposedly, I mean, at least keep your damn story straight.
Yeah.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm like, this is, we are rolling such dangerous dice here. The United States will continue to take all necessary actions to protect our people and our interests wherever they are around the world. A proxy war is now playing out between the United States and Iran and Iraq, where the destabilization program of the Bush-Cheney and Obama administrations led to massive terrorist creation and the rise of Iranian influence on land once ruled by Saddam Hussein.
I thought CIA and the FBI did all.
Why is there a proxy war between the U.S. and Iran?
I thought we wanted out of there.
Ever since Donald Trump came out and said we are going to withdraw forces, all I've seen is escalation of fighting.
Yeah, you don't know if he's doing it, but you know, military could be doing it.
Another story, Daily Mail. The moment drone strike blew up Hassan Soleimani, two Iranian Revolutionary Guards generals, a colonel, and six others in Baghdad promises jihad against America, like on cue, the very moment.
Yeah. What's it leading to?
Is there any question in your mind that America is full of sleeper cells?
No, they were brought in years ago. Yeah.
Brigadier General, I can't even pronounce his name.
Salami, just call him Salami.
No, this is another guy. I can't even come close. I'm not even going to offend his family by trying to pronounce this guy's name.
He might hunt you down.
Anyway, he was among the dead, listed among the dead, so several generals. Okay. I'm going to tell you something. Well, let's get to Tucker Carlson.
Okay.
Thank God for Tucker Carlson.
He's
Tucker Carlson slams Iran escalation, saying, quote, they're liars and they don't care about you.
Now, who's he talking about? America?
He's talking about the neocons.
Yeah, right.
Says,
exactly.
They've been pushing. He went after Bolton. Quote, here's his quote. Disgraced National Security Advisor John Bolton has made it his life mission to start a war with Iran. He might be finally getting his wish. Should you be happy about that? That's the question. Well, the last time we took John Bolton's advice in the region, Iran became far more powerful than before we took his advice. Why? Because things are never quite as simple as they claim they are in Washington. Tucker's telling you. Tucker's trying at a corporate media. I mean, I don't know what he's risking even doing that.
Oh, he's risking everything.
At a corporate media level, he's trying to tell you in a veiled way.
He's poking the giant.
He's telling you in a veiled way what we're telling you in a much deeper conversation here. You know, your default position should be that they're not telling you the truth until proven different.
Yeah.
If they told me Easter was next Sunday, I'd have to verify it. That the government told me that.
Yeah. Can't believe a word they say.
Okay, let me tell you something else that occurred on the same day. Yeah. I didn't know this. Daniel Estlin said, by the way, Daniel Estlin, he joked, he laughed when he said it after we went over all this. He says, make sure you tell your audience Happy New Year for me. So he's gonna be on in a week or so.
Okay.
He's got a lot of family things going on.
I love him.
Here's something he told me that I did not know. That makes the intrigue on this ratchet up about three levels for me. Hassan Soleimani was supposedly killed. I mean, maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, but he was killed, supposedly. He was very high in the Iranian government, a position of authority, a hero, per se, and a definite military leader, and he is hailed as a military genius and a big part of Iran. He helped America kill ISIS, or take out, not killed. ISIS is not killed, but you know, there's right. Their land, their power is.
Wait a minute.
Well, yeah, because in large part because of this guy. Did you know the same day, almost the same time, the comparable leader of the comparable position? Again, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this guy's name. Of Taiwan, was killed also.
No, didn't know that. What's the chances of that?
You got
if it's true, I don't.
You got a better chance of once you go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah,
you got a better chance to go by buying a lottery ticket. Two key positions in two hotbed areas in the world, Taiwan and Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Both sought after for their people, both looked as heroes, both strong military personnel, strong military strategists. Out of the way in Iran. It I mean, for all I know, this guy was the one thing stopping World War III.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the guy in Taiwan. You know darn well China is looking with bated breath at Taiwan and wants to unify not only Hong Kong, but Taiwan. I mean, if I lived in Taiwan, I would be looking at moving. I mean,
praying the United States would ship some guns in.
What's this you do in Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Just look. Just do it. Do what you do in South America. Just roll up a few crates of AK-47s.
That old attorney general take care of it.
Fast and Furious. Where's Fast and Furious now?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we'll run them the drug dealers, but we won't run them the real freedom fighters in Hong Kong. Anyway, the comparable leader in Taiwan was killed in a quote-unquote, I think, helicopter crash the same day.
That makes sense. I could see that somebody blowing up the helicopter. Yeah.
Okay.
But the second one, a drone hit this guy. What was he out sunbathing? Were they
both taken out the same day?
Yeah. That's,
this portends to something. Okay. This goes to the larger plan, the desperate. Now it also goes into what we're seeing in Virginia. The deep state. As we know, corporate media has been for, this is so, again, all of this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you the silver lining, at least that I see through this, and you should see a silver lining, because the parameters that we have been living with, the deep state parameters, that everything's on fire. It's all in chaos, you know, order out of chaos.
Yeah.
You know, that's the Luciferian's doctrine. Well, there can be other things. There can be freedom out of chaos,
yeah,
too.
I was just about ready to say that. Yep.
We're
this close.
This can go either way.
People out.
Right.
Yes.
This can go either way.
People are sick of this crap.
So, the, what am I trying to say here? We're on the doorstep going either way. The deep state, without question, obviously is working on a globalist agenda, mm-hmm. to enact some kind of world power structure, I believe Luciferian in nature, that wants to eventually take away freedom, take away choice. The Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights is squarely in their crosshairs. Yeah. It has to be destroyed.
And billions of people.
It has to
go.
Be destroyed for their plans to go.
Yep.
Has to be. That's why, mm-hmm. I've been going on and on and on and on about this, because if it lives in your hearts and minds, you are powerful, you are endowed, you have dominion, you have, mm-hmm. authority with God in the thrones of heaven. God has decreed the authority in you. If you have that liberty and that spirit and whatever, the universe will resonate and will protect you and go. Not that some of us or some of you or whatever may not suffer or die or whatever, but as a whole, this ideal, this ethic, this the DNA of this will survive. If we are ready to stand up to do it. It's not a if, it's a guarantee. Mm-hmm. Patrick Henry stood in that church house in Virginia a month before the shot heard around the world, and he said, they say we are weak, when will we be stronger? Besides that, God will raise up friends to fight our battles for us.
Yeah.
I promise you, I went on with Dave in New York, the last show we were alive. And you try to say, well, I'd rather lose my liberty than my soul. And no, you don't. And, well, the Constitution won't save us. That people think I'm saying that the Constitution is the Bible. No, I'm not saying the Constitution is the Bible. I'm not saying the Declaration of Independence is the Bible. What I will say, and you can be offended if you want, I know this is the truth. And I'm going to be a little controversial. I'm trying to cause unification, but you have to go over this. And the only thing is going to be your belief and your faith. The Declaration of Independence, you could take a large percentage of the Bible and you would not find any verse in that Bible that is more important to you right now than the solidification of the Declaration of Independence. And people say, oh my gosh, you're saying it's more important. I didn't say it's more important than the Bible. Right now, what does the Declaration of Independence do? It protects your ability to even believe in the Bible.
Exactly.
The Founding Fathers came here with the idea that they were going to be free. They believed in the endowments of their creator. This is all a biblical idea. John Locke, these philosophies, they even went further than the Bible even lays out, that the reason of the intellect of mankind, that it must be free to go to a utopian society, a millennial type, you know, society that the Bible talks about. You have to have, this was supposed to be the beginning. The Declaration of Independence was supposed to be the beginning of our ascent towards our creator, towards our highest good. That's what it's supposed to be. And Dave says, well, I'd rather lose my liberty and my soul. What the founders believe is they were the same thing. Your liberty is imprinted into your soul. It's right. Inseparable. It's inseparable.
That's why you have to have the Bill of Rights.
The Bill of Rights is there to protect your endowment. That liberty that was given to you by God, the Bill of Rights protects that liberty so that you can exercise these things, so that you can now go into the world with your dominion and cast out the spirit of liberty, the spirit of truth, mm-hmm. the spirit of God. Where is the spirit of God? Where is the spirit of God? It's in you. So you have, to give you an example, if we were in China right now, we'd be SWAT team having this conversation.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't be a Christian in China.
Yeah.
What kind of protections do they have over there?
Now people have the Bible. I mean, that's again, I'm not dissing the Bible. It's people get the perception that I think Dave in New York, you may get the perception that I'm dissing the Bible. I'm not dissing the Bible. But without the Declaration of Independence, and this is true. This is 1000% true. The Declaration of Independence, 250 or so years ago, that our founding fathers signed with their blood, basically, figuratively, and cast out to the world and defended with their blood and sealed with their blood by the approval of their creator, because that went out into the world and power and the umbrella of freedom that it pulled up mankind. Mankind is living on the peace that we have is living on the fumes of that action.
Absolutely.
I am not exaggerating. I promise you. The fumes that are left from that seminal moment in the history of mankind is the thin veneer, is the moment that is providing us the thin veneer in this society right now.
It's holding everything together right now.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End is Near, is available to the Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
ThePowerMall.com. Absolutely. Thank you so much for your support, for your purchases, your donations, and what have you. It is essential. We're here because of you, your energy. And independent media, independent thought is driven by you. You are part of this. I hope you feel it. Please support us over at the Power Mall. We got some great specials, great products. Of course, the clay, Strauss Heart Drops. We now have cinnamon now. And among other things, check those out. And thank you for your support. I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about the Power Mall, but do you know the number? 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com. A lot of news we got to get to here. One of the biggest themes that anytime Daniel Estlin's been on is you talk about the behind the scenes war, so to speak, figurative war going on in the quote unquote elite. I don't like that word, but the globalists.
Luciferians.
There is a huge mountain of debt that is unsustainable.
Yeah, totally unsustainable.
So what? How are they going to handle this debt and transition into something else? Part of this faction, well, we'll just have World War III, a huge war, not some little piddly thing, as Daniel says. It's a huge nuclear war, and we'll write the whole thing off.
And every country can write their debt off.
Yeah, and we'll just start all over.
We'll just start all over.
With, you know, of course, new restrictions and new things and new whatever and whatever.
You're going to do what we say even more.
Yeah, so we have to have a new paradigm for peace,
that's right.
You know, for whatever.
You'll get your food. You'll get your little pittance of money.
So as Iran, we are looking at this, and what I was trying to figure out, is this that spark in the powder keg?
Makes a lot more sense than what they're saying on TV. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Right. Now, the other side, why would Trump do this then? And I asked that to Daniel. Daniel said, you know, kind of what I thought, but he confirmed, you know, all this, you're sitting there trying to make sense of this, and you have certain contacts and whatever, and you don't even know if you can believe them. You don't, I mean,
sure
really.
Disinformation everywhere.
Right. What makes sense is Trump is in. Only looking at the world for the window of the White House. He says, Daniel told me, he says, you know more about the world than Trump does.
Yeah, it's funny. He's surrounded by traitors.
He's surrounded by traitors. He's getting all this information, and the Stay Behind networks, he has fired a lot on the Security Council. A lot of the Stay Behind people he has fired that were the Obama people.
He needs to get rid of thousands.
Here's the other story that's going on, huge story. New York UN office recruits paramilitary troops for disarmament and reintegration of U.S. civilians. What does that mean? They're soldiers, paramilitary backgrounds, who can disarm Americans, the ones that won't go along, put them in camps and re-educate them and then put them back into society. That's what that means.
That fits perfectly with what my source said, that we're going to have guns being taken away from people in America in 12 days.
I find it hard to believe. I do. I find it hard to believe. I think the reaction. See, that this is where we have the ability right now to imprint our belief, our faith. This is what. See, I get emails. People say, "I said you possessing a gun has something to do is a spiritual manifestation of who you are." And people, you know, Sam used to be on the show. She wrote me back and said, "Do you really believe that?" Of course I believe that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
See, this is where we, you know, religious people, we start arguing. We should be all on the same side. We start arguing over these points. You may not agree with me. Okay, but you make it sound like
you blasphemed.
Yeah, like I blasphemed or something.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. Your dominion was given to you by who?
God.
God, right? Your authority.
Yeah.
Your sovereignty is given to you by?
God.
Okay. With that, your ability to defend yourself is a natural law. It's inarguable. That's what our founding fathers, all the ones that wrote about it,
undisputed.
It's undisputable.
Yeah.
So when you possess a gun and have a gun for your self-defense or for whatever reason, when you carry a gun, you are manifesting on some level your spiritual sense of yourself.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm trying to say. And so when they take your gun, what do they say? They're telling you that they have the authority over you to take your self-defense mechanisms.
That's right.
That is a spiritual discussion. See, that's what I'm saying. So then if that's a spiritual discussion, then the fact that you do have a gun and won't relinquish it, that's a spiritual statement. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we have a call. We'll go, Dave in New York, you're on. We got a lot of news. We got a minute or two if you want to say something. Go ahead, sir. Good to talk to you. You're live on the air.
Great. I'm going to describe a demon to you, and not necessarily.
Oh, well, Timmy, hold on. You're cutting out. Hold on. You're saying it again. Say it again.
Okay. I didn't catch that. I am going to describe a demon to you, and this is something that's happened personally. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a granddaughter on, the one of the autism spectrums or whatever, young teenager, and I'm not sure, if it was vaccine related or not. I went upstairs the other night, and the guy from Star Trek, there, Jean-Luc Picard or whatever, the bald-headed guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the captain.
That was part of her homework. I heard him on her telling her about the entitled, white parents that had a girl or whatever, and she was a burden to them or whatever. At some point in time, the father told her that, well, I can do whatever I want to you. I pay all the bills around here. And so the girl thought that her father was going to rape her. So every time she was left alone with him in the house, she would block her bedroom door so he couldn't get in. And then finally she goes to a prom or something, and the entitled parents say, finally, she's out of the house. Now we can have some peace to ourselves. Can you imagine that demon pumping that crap into my granddaughter's head?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They do it all the time.
I'm sorry, Dave.
But she has enough going against her now without pulling that crap on her. They're going to brainwash even little kids with autism? Are you kidding me?
Well, how about the games we saw at Walmart yesterday?
What games? What do you mean?
Things out the devil.
Oh, my gosh. They had a lot of devil worshiping.
Devil worshiping games. For games. For children.
And one of them said, one of them said, all hail to the New World Order. Yeah. I said it right on the
right
game.
Right on the cover of the game.
Dave, I got to run. Last thought. Always good to talk to you. Last thought you got, buddy. I got to run.
Yeah, the Book of Revelation says special blessings to those who try to decipher it. I'll see you later.
Take care, Dave.
God bless. Now, the guns, why did I bring up the guns? We have a situation where Iran, there are sleeper cells all in this country. They have said that they're going to retaliate.
Yeah.
We have the situation in Virginia. We are such on the edge, can go one way or another. Our faith in what we're holding on to and the unity that we can provide here is going to get us through this. The USA Today had a big article. You know about Jack Wilson, the guy in the Texas church who saved those people, who shot the people.
Now, sure did.
Just so you know, this is very, very, very important. If you have a chance to have this discussion, this is what you need to bring up, I think. If you're talking about gun control, you hear anything, you can say this in a very polite and powerful way. In Texas, the man with a shotgun, I mean, you can kill people like shoot fish in a barrel.
Yeah, five people easily, one shot.
So he comes in, kills two people within 6 seconds, he's dead because somebody had a gun in there.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, if he didn't have a gun, let's get rid of the guns. Mayor Bloomberg says he shouldn't have a gun. There shouldn't be any guns. The person in the church, that's dangerous. USA Today now is coming out and saying, armed even in church, Texas shooting is about a lot more than Jack Wilson's heroism. The article goes on to go how nobody in the church had had. That's dangerous. You should be offended if some of your church is having armed. Okay. The incident in New York, the Jewish synagogue there, Jewish center, a rabbi and five people were killed. A rabbi and five people were killed in New York, some of the strictest gun laws in this country, some of the, you know, most defenseless areas in the world, in America,
in
New York.
List, yeah.
What were they killed with?
A knife. Yeah.
Five people were killed with a knife, not a gun. Are you going to ban butcher knives? In Texas, two people were killed, and I mean, 20 people. I mean, who knows how many people could have died
would've
there.
He could have killed 25, 30.
He could have killed them all. Could have killed them all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he had enough ammo.
Yeah.
Before, you know, maybe somebody's going to have to really risk their life and jump on him with no arms, you know, try to, as he's reloading or something. I mean, I don't know.
I'd much rather have somebody sitting next to me in church with a gun than not.
See, this is a spiritual And a philosophical discussion, all these things, they're all coming down right now. I'm going to try to go through the rest of this news pretty quick, but we said this is all, they're telling you in USA Today, he's being touted as a hero, this Jack Wilson, and it should be.
Should be, absolutely.
And so, but it kills the gun control lobby. This kills their whole dynamic.
Yeah.
New York, five people were killed with a knife. In Texas, two people were killed with a gun and stopped. Okay, let that sink in. Texas stabbing, one dead, several injured, and suspect in custody after a rampage in downtown Austin. Another one. Mass stabbings.
Yeah.
Our society is breaking down delusion. Look, we've had a society of death. We've allowed these babies to be killed. We're allowed pedophilia to be killed. We've had former Satanists that have been on the show that have told you this. The spiritual hook that is in America, the key to it, is the abortion and the pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
And the deep state, which is starting to be revealed, which operates in the soul. You talk about trafficking in the souls of men, trafficking in the pedophilia of these children, what have you. They're being revealed. So now all this, what do you think they're going to do? When you find a varmint and you corner it, what is it? Oh, well, I guess I'll just give up now. No, it goes nuts.
It goes nuts.
It goes nuts.
Fights 10 times harder.
So we need principles, core values now more than ever. Over 200 members of Congress filed a brief urging SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, to uphold Louisiana pro-life law. And this is very good news. Pro-life news law in Virginia says that abortion clinics cannot be open unless they have some connection to a hospital and they qualify. You know, so they have to be a vetted.
Right.
Basically, they have to be a vetted, clean
operation.
They have to uphold the standards and regulation and
of a normal operation.
Right. Oversight. You know, they're not selling baby parts out the back door.
Right, exactly.
Well, of course, the abortion industry went nuts.
And they don't like that.
Right, because they make money. It's financial interest. They say, well, this is going to close down all but one of the clinics.
Good.
So? I mean, see, this is the illogical arguments that they make. Well, don't you want it to have, I mean, it's a you say that this is medical procedure, this is medical health care. You don't want it up to the standards that the rest of the health care industry in Louisiana has to go under? Yeah. Oh, no. Not at all.
Nope. We got Charlie waiting in the back.
I want my Lamborghini.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
I don't. I will never surrender my weapon. Virginia's pushed Second Amendment sanctuaries to stave off gun control. This is also spreading in different country or states throughout the America.
Excellent.
What I don't like, they should call themselves constitutional counties, and they keep saying we won't follow any law. They're not law. What they should say is any quote-unquote statute that proposes to disarm or limit the gun ownership of people in our county is null and void and against the law, and we are going to support the Constitution. That's what they should say. Mm-hmm. That's the tech. What they're saying is we will not obey the law. That's two different arguments.
Exactly.
They need to say, because they'll say, well, they're not following the law. In Virginia, they just passed a quote-unquote law saying if you don't follow the laws that we give you, then you're fired and you're going to lose your pension. See, that's how they're responding to that. The antidote is these statutes are not law. They're null and void.
Correct.
They're null and void. They're not law. We're not following them.
Yeah.
So then at least it becomes at the very least, a legal battle that's going to have to be decided in the court and probably the Supreme Court. Are these legal or not? Do they have an obligation to follow the Constitution or not? At least it pushes them that. And then with the amount of people that are involved there, see, these sheriffs, people say, why don't they do that? Because the sheriffs are sitting out there on an island. See, why is Virginia happening right now? Why are these counties standing up right now? Why?
Because their guns are going to be taken.
No.
Oh.
Why are these sheriffs standing up right now and doing this? Because the people are behind them.
Oh, yeah,
Because the people are behind them. And people always say, why didn't Donald Trump do this? Or why don't, whatever. Because you're out on an island. What are you supposed to do? It's like me trying to, I'm not even going to get into it, but you get the point.
Yeah.
It's happening now because the people where all the power is standing behind these sheriffs and say, we got your back. Not only no, but hell no.
That's right. And the Constitution is still the supreme law of the land.
Right. That's what they should say. This is the Constitution.
That's right.
The supreme law. This is the violation of the Constitution. So this is null and void. We're not following. They're in violation.
Not us.
If they come down here, not only will we not follow anybody who comes down here, we will arrest you the spot. And I don't care who you bring. We will deputize the whole darn county.
Yep.
And we'll arrest every one of you.
That's right.
That's what they should say. That's the law. You want to talk about the law? That's the law.
That's right. And the feds come in. The sheriff has the power to arrest the feds in his county. He is the supreme law in his county.
Police state cops use a loophole to steal millions from people who committed no crime. This is in Missouri. 2.6 million from drivers they knew had committed no crime. They basically finagle them. They think they might have cash, and they're running a whole rack. I mean, there's a big investigation by activist post on this SHFT
plan. So what do
they
do? Stop.
So they finagle them. They think cash. Right. They stop them, speeding.
Car stop? Yes.
Yeah, car stop. Speeding, whatever, light out, or say, oh, you touched the line. I
got
to pull you over.
You got any cash on you?
You got cash, whatever. They finagle. They get the car towed. They start asking more questions. They find cash. Then they say, well, we got to get the drug dogs. The drug dog smells drugs on the cash.
There's a hit.
You know, they can come up, they can make it, and then they say, well, I'll tell you what, you forfeit this money, I'll just let you go with a ticket.
That's right.
If you don't, you're going to jail.
That's right.
That's what
they're doing.
This is not speculative, this is what they're doing.
And they've been doing that in a lot of other states.
They're nuisances.
Georgia was one of them. Big problem down there.
Clear direction from POTUS to hold. Bombshell email leak about Ukraine aid shows Trump directly ordered the cash freeze, and Pentagon officials repeatedly warned it could be illegal. Could be illegal to hold a cat. So see, now this impeachment has got this far, and they're going to dig up all kind of crap.
Or make it up.
They're
going to
dig it up, whatever. Who knows if he even sent the email?
Right. And
I don't
believe a word of it. They should have brought it out before. But now they thought they could do it without having to lie. They can't do it without having to lie. So now they're lying. in my opinion.
Here's what Chuck Schumer said. The newly revealed unredacted emails are a devastating blow to Senator McConnell's push to have a trial without the documents or witnesses we've requested. Hey, how did they get a hold of these emails? This is due process. See, when the thing started, there was no whistleblower. So it's a fishing expedition. I don't care who you, look, every one of you who's listening, you let me, rifle through every aspect of your life and I'll put you in jail.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll put you in jail. We'll show me Stalin. I'll show you the man. I'll show you the crime.
There you go.
We cancel that, dog. That's not happening for you. We want freedom and liberty for you.
That's right.
But you see my point? That's what happened. I don't know if he did. I don't know if he sent the email or not.
Right.
What's my default position?
Don't believe him.
Don't believe him. Right. I mean, they could have this. They're waiting now to bring this up.
Mm-hmm. I heard they're going to have all sorts of women come up in the Senate and testify that Trump raped them and violated in some way.
U-Haul to screen new employees for nicotine use. So if you smoke and you want to get a job for U-Haul, you probably can't get a job with them here coming up.
Some of their trucks allegedly have cockroaches all in them.
Is that from nicotine use? Are they attracted to nicotine? Is that what you're saying?
We're moving furniture.
Nicotine products are addictive and pose a variety of serious health risks. The U-Haul chief of staff said. Maybe part of it is, you know, they get in those trucks and they smell like smoke and people don't like it. I mean, maybe that's part of it. I don't know. The policy is a responsible step in fostering a culture of wellness at U-Haul.
Wellness. Okay.
All right. We're great. Egg on their faces. 2004 DOD climate change report predicted nuclear war by 2020. Well, 2020.
It's 2020.
We may have one.
Yeah.
But they're saying it's over resources and stuff like this. They're not, you know, they're saying nuclear war over. Because there's nothing left and the climate change happened. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a nuclear war because, the deep state needs a trigger.
It's losing power.
Right, they're losing power and they need to, write off the $4 quadrillion worth of debt if there's going to be one.
Yeah.
If you're a praying person, and know that most of you are, it's time to pray for your country if
Absolutely.
You have not already. Pray for your children and pray that truth and justice and liberty and virtue and morality rule out that this nonsense. See, we have the opportunity. People are about fed up.
They are.
We have the opportunity to throw all this out. All of it.
Everybody's got to get behind it.
I'm telling you, just be patient. I can't talk about this now. We're working on something that's going to be very significant and we'll let you know as we can in the next couple months. Please support us. Please. Again, it sounds like a sales pitch. It is a sales pitch. I'm selling you freedom. I'm trying to sell you freedom. We're doing something here, and we need your help. We need your help. We do need your help. And as it comes down, we'll be more clear about what that help is, but we definitely need money. You know, send, like Warren Zeebon, send lawyers, guns and money.
Yeah. Send constitutional lawyers and guns and money.
Yeah, there you go. Teen Vogue. And again, this is a family show. You may want to earmuffs on your children right now. I'll give you a second. Teen Vogue pushes anal sex again on Christmas. Teen Vogue.
Again. Is that going to be Teen Vogue's Christmas present?
Yeah. If you want to control society, you over-sexualize them.
That's right.
That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unwin's research from the 30s, you know, cultures, they thrive if the sexual activity is within marriage and fidelity of marriage. Cultures flourish. When it's open, when it's whatever, the culture
anything
is diminished.
Anything goes, it sure
is. Culture is diminished. And if you get to the point where really anything goes, and we're not to that point in America just yet.
Not yet.
But that's what we're headed that way. Teen Vogue, we're drag queen story hour, we're convicted pedophiles have children on their lap dancing, striptease. Are you okay with that, ladies? So I don't care. You want to call me homo? I don't care what you call me.
That's right.
I mean, some damn pervert in a clown mask starts fondling my children.
It'll be lights out.
It'll be lights out. It'll be lights out.
Wake up next week.
Revolutionary DNA test can detect thousands of rare diseases in children. Oh, that I don't know.
I don't believe them.
So it's only what they're saying. Now we got it.
But yeah, you got to be tested, and we're going to treat you. Oh, you got this rare disease, and the medicine only costs $84,000 a week.
But we got a vaccine for it.
Yeah.
We got this $50 vaccine for it.
Yeah,
or $200
exactly. I wouldn't believe them as far as I could throw them.
Alzheimer's breakthrough possible with new brain scan technique.
Oh.
It's very good.
Maybe that's true. I hope so.
They can predict with reasonable accuracy. What does that mean?
You say anything about fungus in the brain?
I can predict with reasonable accuracy. If somebody's had a lot of flu shots, older person, mm-hmm. if their diet's a certain way, if they have certain markers, I can predict with reasonable accuracy that if they live to a certain age, that they're going to develop. I can do.
Yeah.
There I am. It's a scientific breakthrough. Oh, my gosh. We just had a scientific breakthrough here.
You should be in the Journal of American...
JAMA.
Yeah, JAMA.
Where's Dr. Rogers? I should be in JAMA. I'm more accurate than the half them stories she quotes out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Robert Redford, Curcumin. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to help prevent Alzheimer's, start on Curcumin when you don't have a problem.
Yes.
Detox. Curcumin, detox.
Detox, yeah.
And also the heart drop to help blood flow, because you got to get that blood going to your brain.
Yeah,
everything.
You got to keep those blood vessels open in your brain so it gets the
new. Did you hear about the new vaccine that they're working on?
Nope.
Okay, just think of any disease throughout the world that would probably scare you the most.
Ebola.
Bingo. Ding, 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 ding.
I wouldn't even get in the same room as a...
if they said, here's my friend, they're from Africa. If they said, yeah, they just came over from Africa, I would take 10 steps back.
Run!
Literally.
I'd run.
I really would. Honest to God. And then if they said they're from Congo, I would leave the building.
Absolutely.
I would.
I'm with you. You can't trust these people.
It's not the people, it's the government, and they're throwing them on these planes, and they're coming across. And
yeah, the person that said, this is my friend.
Now, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944, Sharon Lynn Weiss, we're going to transition kind of really different, obviously. Please call in. We're getting emails. I get all the names and stuff together from Catherine, and we will go from there. Sharon Lynn Weiss will be here. Know the name, know the person. So good to be with you.
Same here.
God bless you. We're going to get through this, ladies and gentlemen, but we got to hold on. We got to hold on. We got to hold on to truth. The Power Hour at Icon.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Hi,
it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to.